This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton.
The United States gave the final go-ahead on Friday to the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine after the Food and Drug Administration authorized an emergency rollout of a vaccine from Pfizer Incorporated and its German partner BioNTech. President Donald Trump has promised via Twitter that inoculations will start within 24 hours. The United States joins Britain and several other countries in scrambling to vaccinate as many people as possible ahead of the winter season. While the FDA decision came only after public review of data from a huge ongoing study, it has also been dogged by intense political pressure from the Trump administration. The move sets off what will be the largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history. Europe is set to make its own decision on the Pfizer-BioNTech shot later this month. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a Texas lawsuit to invalidate the November 3rd presidential election results in four battleground states that President Donald Trump lost to his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden. In a brief unsigned order, the Supreme Court said Texas does not have a standing to sue the states of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The lawsuit filed on Monday by Trump ally and Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, and backed by other GOP state attorneys general and 126 Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives, asked the Supreme Court to delay the Electoral College vote and to prevent the four states from casting their electoral votes on Monday. There was no immediate response from President Trump. He did tweet two videos whose theme was "Stop the Steal." That's a battle cry of his claim that the election was rigged against him. You can follow this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The French news agency is reporting a series of rockets struck the Afghan capital of Kabul on Saturday, killing one person and wounding another. It was the second such attack to rock Kabul in less than a month. AFP cited the Afghan Interior Ministry as its source for the information. A ministry spokesman said four rockets were fired from a Kabul neighborhood and two landed near the city's airport. On Friday, the U.S. military in Afghanistan said it had carried out an overnight airstrike against Taliban insurgents in defense of government security forces. The Taliban condemned the raid as a violation of a February pact with the United States, saying the U.S. airstrike destroyed multiple civilian homes and killed up to 10 people. Afghan officials in Kandahar were quoted by local media as asserting the Taliban was waging coordinated attacks on security forces when the U.S. military bombed them, killing at least 30 insurgent assailants. The fighting comes as the U.S. is in the process of reducing the number of troops in the country, and peace negotiations between the Taliban and representatives of the Afghan government are underway in Qatar. Both developments stem from the February 29th peace deal between the United States and the Taliban. There are currently around 4,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. President Trump plans to bring the number down to 2,500 next month. The U.S.-Taliban accord requires all American and coalition forces out of the country by May 2021. In return, the insurgent group has pledged to fight terrorism on Afghan soil and negotiated a political peace deal with rival groups through ongoing talks, which began on September 12th. Hong Kong democracy activist Jimmy Lai appeared in court Saturday to face charges under the city's national security law. The 73-year-old has been accused of colluding with foreign forces, according to his Apple Daily newspaper on Friday. The paper cited a police source. Lai is an outspoken critic of Beijing. He's currently the highest-profile person to have been charged under Hong Kong's new security law, which was placed on the city by China's national government in June. Apple Daily is a tabloid known for its critiques of the government of China. The security law punishes what Beijing broadly defines as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. It can be punished with a sentence up to life in prison. Western governments and human rights groups have condemned the law as a tool to crush dissent. Chinese authorities claim it covers holes in national security defenses. Hong Kong police did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.